Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Sujal Nilamani, 2020, April 5th. We're continuing chapter 8 of Sujal Nilamani. It's called the Sakhi Prakaran. This is Sakhis of Radharani, or the Yudheshwari. Her girlfriends that help her and speak to her and make arrangements for her to meet Krishna and get her to forgive Krishna and give up her man and so many things. There's many different categories. This is an example of Lagu Mat Mritvi, which means a kind of light, gentle sakhi. So one girlfriend says to another girlfriend, one sakhi says to a lover of Krishna, another gopi, "Oh my sakhi, I repeatedly place my head at your feet. You should forgive Krishna. Anyway, when Krishna sounds his flute on the bank of the Yamuna, you will lose your composure then, and your eyes will show great greed for Krishna. At that time, I will smile." Vishnu's commentary. "O Sakhi, I repeatedly beg you, give up your bad intelligence. But you do not consider the scolding you have given Krishna. Desire as you wish, since it will ultimately manifest as agreement with me. If you do not become pleased with Krishna, I will make that scolding into a welcome. I, though I am gentle, will give you the result of that scolding. Not respecting us sakhis who are unable to help Krishna, she will surrender to his flute. You should not say that your determination cannot be defeated. It will become unsteady. How do I know that? I see your eyes are full of greed for Krishna. The greed in your eyes tells everything. You yourself will make an appointment with Krishna and will be enjoyed by him. There is no doubt." This is an example of Lagu Mritvi. This is an example of an adyantika lagu, an excessively, completely soft, extremely lightweight sakhi. An example is given Kusumika, beautiful name. Kusumika, on behalf of Krishna, trying to reunite Krishna with Radha, she speaks to Lalita. "O Sundari Lalita, send someone to tell Radha to give up her man. Although Radha longs to meet with Krishna, she puts on an air of anger and remains at home, fearing to come out lest she meet you. Krishna is gazing at your face from a distance, struck with wonder. The parrot has become silent. The peacock no longer wishes to dance, and our friends are wondering, who am I? They don't even remember who they are." Vishnu's commentary. Kusumika is speaking to Lalita. "I should go to Radha, fall at her feet, and beg her to give up her pride. No, remain here. Send either me or another sakhi. Give the order not to Radha, but to a skillful sakhi. Radha should give up her pride. She should not have fear of me." This is Krishna. "I, Lalita, would have difficulty doing that. She will welcome your order since she puts on an appearance of anger but has great longing within." "But without your order, everyone will remain unhappy. The peacocks don't dance and the sakis and sakas don't even know who they are. They have all fainted. Because Radharani is angry with Krishna." Now it talks about some messenger sakhis that engage in uniting Radha and Krishna when they're situated far apart. She's called a dutya. So the group leaders, they engage Sakis within their group who have intense attachment to them as messengers. Sometimes out of affection, she becomes a messenger herself. Vishnu's commentary. Because of being highly respected, Yukteswari, the leader Sakhi of a group, does not serve as a messenger. She says from the first day, "Oh Sakhi, you will serve me as a messenger." Then that Sakhi, appointed by that Yukteswari group leader, serves as a messenger at the appropriate time. Messenger service, being a messenger of Radharani or Lalita or some other gopi, means messenger service excluding traveling back and forth a distance. There's visible and invisible messenger service. Visible messenger service consists of making gestures and speaking. Example of gestures. Gestures consist of making signals to Krishna using the edge of the eye while concealing oneself behind the bushes. Moving the edge of the eye, the eyebrow, or the forefinger. So one Sakhi says to another, "Oh dear Sakhi, I know that you're glancing at Krishna, hiding it from me. If it were not for the thorny creepers, I would not have been able to get here, free from his hands." Vishnu's commentary. One Sakhi scolds her group leader while hiding her enjoyment with Krishna. The Sakhi speaks this verse. The leader answers, "Oh, fleeing in fear and in confusion, you were injured by some thorns. Come near me and lift your cloth and show me. Out of my ignorance, you have fallen into difficulty. What should I do? He has done that to you by making requests to you out of great lust. You have been protected by your pious acts. Do not be angry. I will not do this again." So, Sakhi sent a messenger out to give a message to Krishna that she wanted to meet her. And Krishna said, "Lusty, just enjoy with that, Sakhi." And she came back and said she got scratched by thorns. This is an example of a message by speech. The message of a leader, Sakhi or Yukteswari, may be spoken in front of Krishna and a Sakhi or while one of them is behind. The messenger speaks to Krishna in front of both. In other words, there's a messenger on behalf of a Sakhi that wants to meet Krishna. When that Sakhi wants to meet Krishna, is standing there, and Krishna is standing there, and the messenger is standing there. And then the messenger speaks to Krishna in front of the Nayaka, and Krishna the Nayaka. "How can I tell a lie to you? My Sakhi constantly picks your flower blossoms. This girl, this Sakhi, is full of good qualities. I hand her to you. Take her hand. Do whatever you like with her. I'm going home." Vishnu says, Krishna says, "Oh Shama, when you are asked, you always say, 'I did not steal flowers.' Please stay. One day in the garden, concealing myself, I'll remain there. Grabbing your friend, I will put her in Cupid's prison. Then you will know." Shama then speaks to Krishna. This is an example of a leader giving a message behind Krishna to a Sakhi. "The creepers rubbing against my neck have broken my necklace. Please pick up the scattered pearls while Krishna is busy making a garland. Oh, friend with a beautiful face, good fortune has now appeared to us. Krishna has accidentally dropped his flute from his hand on the peak of Govardhan Hill. To fool him, I shall go and hide it on the hill." Vishnu says Radha is speaking this to Chitra. She says, "Chitra, I'm afraid of Krishna." She says, "Don't worry, Krishna's busy making a garland." This shows that Krishna's not in front of these Sakhis. The Sakhi says, "But you also did not pick up any pearls. I have found this flute instead." This is a message given to Krishna with a Sakhi behind. "According to my request, my Sakhi has gone alone to the flower garden on the bank of the Yamuna to pick jasmine flowers. Oh Krishna, I implore you, As you leave my cottage, please do not torment my innocent young friend Chitra again. Vishnu's commentary. Krishna says, Radha, today all your sakis have extraordinary beauty, but I don't see Chitra. Where is she? So Radha speaks this verse. I had to speak a lot to Chitra. She almost did not agree to go since she was afraid of you. However, I sent her out on a mission. No one accompanied her. Oh, Agari, you should extinguish her fire created by the arrow Cupid. After enjoying her, don't give her up again. That is another type of message called Paroksha message. It means offering a Sakhi to Krishna through another Sakhi or sending a message by some other means. Offering a Sakhi by a Sakhi. One Sakhi named Shashikala, who is second self to you, has been locked up at home by the order of her elders. Therefore, with effort, I am taking you for an appointment. Radha is always alert to your welfare. These bumblebees, attracted by the sweet fragrance of Krishna's body, are revealing a path to go to and quickly enter the bower. This is called Vyapadesh, means using the pretext of giving Krishna letters, gifts, or performing other tasks, or going to see something astonishing, or accomplish something different. Arranging sakis to meet Krishna by having them deliver written messages. As Rasa Manjari says, O violent girl, give up this letter carrying. O crooked eyes, why you look at me with that crooked glance? Read that letter written by Radha. In this hut, in the grove, there's a soft, fragrant couch made of flowers. This flower bed is calling you to lie down upon it through the loudly buzzing bees. Rasa Manjari says, I am Radha's letter carrier. Why are you looking at me with lust? The messengers offer their lives, not their bodies, to you. You know that? You know the nature of the messenger. Krishna replies, in this verse, saying, well, then give up this business of carrying letters, O violent woman. What irrelevant words are you speaking? You're not a messenger. If you do not give me the letter, then read aloud the letter written by Radha. I have not done anything devious. When you mention your friend Rasalamanjari and that I am the lover of the forest, there is another meaning that you should consider. This is a message, sending message by sending gifts. This is Rati. Rati Manjari is speaking to Krishna when he grabs her cloth. Rati says, hey, merciless boy, be kind to me. Let go of my cloth. Look, the frightening of twilight has appeared. I have to go to evening arati now. It's not your fault, O Master Braj. Knowing your violent nature, I foolishly come to give you a gift of a garland of my Yukteswari's order. Vishnu's commentary. Rati Manjari speaks to Krishna when he grabs her cloth. O merciless one, my body is sick right now. The evening has reached its middle portion. In the twilight, the associates of Shiva wander about and can see you attack women. But you don't even fear them. Krishna does not leave her. It's my follower, knowing your elevated quality, I bought the garland. Actually, the second means the opposite. That Krishna has degraded quality. I am foolish, and I can understand the meaning of the words of my dear friend. O Lord of Braj, you should actually say, O son of the Lord of Braj. However, because of her fear and confusion, these words come from her mouth. Lalita speaks to Shashikala on a pretext of another task. Listen, Shashikala, last night I absentmindedly left my favorite pearl necklace in a cottage in a grove of Kadamba trees. O Sakhi, please go and collect it for me. Engaged in this way, O Shashikala, why have you come home empty-handed? On a this is another verse. On a pretext of seeing something astonishing. O Sakhi, I saw a swan as black as a bee. On his face was a snake, and on his neck were many suns. On his head were many moons. He was vomiting many jewels. My words have made you go there to see this wonder. Why have you returned in an angry mood? Vishnu's commentary. Explaining the mission, she has sent Shyamala on when the Sakhis eagerly come and sit down. Radhika jokes with Shyamala. Since the flute poisons the women like a snake bites a person. Many suns refers to Krishna Kostuba, and many moons refers to his peacock feathers. Many jewels refers to Krishna's attractive world words. The phrase, I saw this today, should be supplied. Because of acting as if confused, because of astonishment, she omits the phrase. Having gone and seen that black swan, I saw him falling in the dust and rising after fainting, calling out for Radha. When asked, he explained to me his devastated condition. He said to me, when Radha sprinkled lotus pollen on me, I became insane. If she revives me, then I will live. Therefore, I'm angry at you. Why do you delay after doing that to him? Please go and bring him back to life, said the messenger to Radharani. Now Lalita speaks to a messenger, Sakhi. O Shambhali, now you have fallen into my hands. Please do not be so disturbed. I will reward you for making all the appointments. You are exhausted from the work. Coming to the edge of the grove, why are you now stunned? The dark-complexioned lion will now tear at the pearl-decorated bodice covering your breast. Vishnu's commentary. Lalita is speaking to a second in her group, Shambhali. She's saying, O Shambhali, do not lament in a confused state. I reward you in plenty for undertaking the difficult work on my behalf. You are withered because of arranging the meetings. Why are you stunned? According to the logic of enjoy what is given, I am giving you the reward now. I am showing you such mercy. Let him tear the pearls off and scatter them around. He is arrogant like a lion. All this indicates arrangements for to enjoy amorous pastime with Krishna. And this is an example of Vishakha Sakhi bringing her lightweight Sakhi girlfriend to Krishna on some pretext. She says, by giving the black elephant instructions to meet me with your clever words, you have given me pain. By moving your eyebrows to drive Krishna away, you have cheated me. O proud woman, controlling him, though he is independent, I have made him yours. O shield of and display your coquetry now. So Vishnu's commentary. Vishakha brings her Lagasaki to Krishna on some pretext. She's speaking. She says, give him instructions by her clever words to meet with me. You give me pain or you make me suffer from wounds on my lips and breasts because of Krishna. You should pick flowers there and Krishna will not come there. Or if he comes, then I will protect you. This is a truthful oath I'm taking. Have faith in me. Drive him away without moving your eyebrows. O Krishna, touch your limbs without fear. I'm your assistant. Every day you arrange for me to meet Krishna in the cottages of flower filled groves on the bank of Yamuna. I'm very ungrateful. If I bring you into this barhouse just once, I can repay the debt. This is another example of a Sakhi acting arrangement. In the past, we have acted as each other's messengers. Here's the opportunity. Today I will become your messenger. O Sakhi, decorate your body and make your eyebrows dance. Because of the twitching of your left eye, beg me to do this. I will go to the cow pens and find Madhav. Vishnu's commentary. Though today is my turn for meeting Krishna, let it be yours. O Shashikala, you have fallen into the hands of Krishna, I'm leaving. O Kamala, why do you speak those lies? I'm your messenger. Krishna has become charmed by the sweet love exchange between these two Sakhis. Look, he embraces them both to his chest and passionately enjoys amorous pastimes with both of them. Rupa Mundri is revealing this conversation to Rati Mundri. And then she says, see, Krishna's embracing both of them. Krishna's really a romantic hero. Tiralita Nayak. And Rupa Goswami says, verse 78, only those who are expert in Prem can understand the rare, extremely pure sweetness of friendship between the Sakhis. This is a Sakhi acting as an arranger. Oh, on Radha's order, I'm happily calling you. She said, oh, Mukunda, after bringing me to the bower, Madarakshi is quietly leaving. Follow her and quickly bring her back. Krishna then shone like a moon between two stars. Krishna is speaking this to Madarakshi, a Sakhi of Radha. This is Tungavidya speaking to Radha. Krishna is exhausted by continually carrying you in his heart. He therefore desires to drink from the nectar-filled bimba fruits of your lips. Krishna is afflicted by the arrows of Cupid. Decorate his lap for a moment. What is the problem for you? A drop of the treasure of your moving eyebrows has purchased him, and now he serves your lotus feet. Tungavidya Sakhi is speaking to Radha. Vishnath comments. Exhausted because of carrying you in his heart, Krishna desires to drink your nectar saturated lips. Give him some food to relieve his exhaustion. He says, no, he's afflicted by the five poisonous arrows of Cupid. Anyway, tired and afflicted, he still carries you in his heart. See the determination of his prema. What is the cause of his being afflicted by Cupid? He has carried you in his heart for a long time. Cupid's intention is as follows. The heart is my birthplace. How can you carry her there? If you desire your own good, then give her up or carry her on your chest. He has become stubborn in carrying you in his heart and thinks, better I give up my life than stop carrying you. Showing compassion as your friend, I pray, sit on Krishna's lap. May he carry you on his chest. And Cupid will be merciful and stop the burning affliction. Uttering harsh words like go Madhav, go Keshav, and then uttering 100 sweet words, I cannot find you any mercy. I become agitated by shame and fear. By a small particle, the treasure of the movement of your eyebrows, Krishna sells himself. You have given the complete wealth of eyebrow movements. Therefore, Krishna has become useless, being a debtor and paying the price. What can be said of your generosity? The state of debt does not give him qualification to exist as a slave. He can only serve the lotuses of your feet given by you. That means Krishna can only smell them. At least extend your feet so he can hold them with his hands and smell them. May Krishna ornament his locks with the red lac from your feet. Then let him taste your lips, embrace you, and enjoy with you. These are the three requests that Tungavidya makes of Radha. Vishakha speaks to Radha. Oh, my angry friend, out of friendship I brought you here for picking flowers. Why are you suddenly arching your eyebrows in anger at me? How could I know that Krishna was hiding in a bower on the bank of the river near here? You are simply criticizing me after I've done you a favor. This verse, Radha is speaking to Shashikala Sakhi, but she's letting other Sakhis hear. Radha says, out of her eagerness to be Krishna's lover, Nayak, please bring me a bunch of peacock feathers from within this grove of kadamba trees. Shashikala, quickly you departed with a smile. Not bringing one bunch as I directed. Why do you cover 100 bunches with your cloth and go to the cottage with a bowed head? Here's an example of a Sakhi who can't tolerate her leader acting as a go-between for her. Speaks to her leader. Sakhi speaks to her Mutashri. Do not repeatedly send me to pick flowers from Vrindavan Forest. I go there only because of fear of making you suffer. Oh, beautiful faced friend, I tell you the truth. Your happiness is my happiness. I have no desire to mount Krishna's bed of pastimes. This is a sakis. These are sakis that are not interested in being a nayaka enjoyed by Krishna. Have attachment to being a saki, are called nitya sakis. And as always, there's different types of them. Here's an example. Mani Mandri attains much greater happiness from your association with Krishna than from attaining Krishna for herself. She's very pure. Though I have lured her with clever arguments, Mani Mandri has no desire at any time for a conjugal meeting with Krishna. Vishnu's commentary. Though once Radharani engaged a sucky friend of hers to arrange a meeting of Mani Mandri with Krishna, she was unable to make her meet him, even though she used logical arguments. The sucky returned to Radha and reported what happened. She says she derives greater happiness from Radha meeting with Krishna than from herself meeting Krishna. I tried to induce her by saying, there's no greater happiness than associating directly with Krishna. Just one time you should enjoy this. Lalita and others play roles both as Nayaka and as Sakhi, assistant to Radharani at various times. You should be like that. Why do you always desire to be lightweight? With this clever logic, she tried to convince her. There's another example of this, the Manjri's Bhav. It's called the Nitya Sakhis. The Sakhi says, O Govinda, I request you to please engage me in excellent service where you expertly stimulate the spread of dancing conjugal arts on the dancing stage of Radha. This service is the topmost treasure and exalt the kingdom of all the gopis' hearts. My heart has no desire for intimate association, since by this service, countless women reach the limit of their desires. Vishnu's commentary. Krishna says, come and lie with me in the bower. Your birth will be successful. And Vishnu says, a sakhi who came to pick flowers for making a gama, not showing skill, spoke frankly to Krishna, convincing him of her feelings as follows. I pray for the principal service in which you show skill in instigating the spread of beauty, of going amorous love in the arena where Radha performs the dance of love. By that service and reaching the limit of satisfying the excellent desires of countless women, my mind does not desire to derive happiness from intimately associating with you. I derive greater bliss in my mind by seeing your association with Radha through the lattice holes of the kunj and from personally associating with you. If someone attains a greater happiness, he's not attracted to a lesser happiness. Being advised by Radha, Krishna then said, but you should not think of your happiness, think of my happiness. The young girl then enjoyed with Krishna. So she's a little more, less determined not to submit to Krishna. Lalita is speaking to Radharani. You're not considering that the night is filled with darkness, thick showers of rain and fierce winds are blowing, but yet now Krishna stands at the door to your kunj. Give up your anger, be kind, embrace Krishna. This person named Lalita bows down at your feet and begs you to accept him. Lita is speaking to Radha, who is angry with Krishna. There's one example of the opposite party, the Chandali's leading sakhi in her party named Padma. crooked Padma has glanced at you and glorified you with false pride. Why do you not give up your politeness? Show anger towards her. Even gentle Chitra, though soft, will take appropriate action on Padmasakhi, throwing a pot of snow on her head. Vishnu's commentary. Oh, Padma, where do you come from? I came from my house. What is your friend doing? She is crying. Why is that? You may be a deep ocean of self-control and do not shed tears in separation from your lover. After this conversation, Padma left. Chitra heard about this from another Sakhi. She went to Radha, who was repentant, and scolded her with this verse. Padma has made a show praising your qualities. Padma has a devious mind. While pretending to praise you, she made you the object of her glance. She criticized you. By her praise, she criticized you. By saying you do not weep, she indicates you have very little prema, since you can conceal tears. She has left this place, but I will find her and do what is appropriate. It is unsuitable for Chitra to soften with coolness to show heat. Therefore, she will throw a pot of her coolness on Padma. Sakhi of Chandravi, like throwing snow on lotuses. This way, Padma will suffer. This is an example of a Sakhi engaged as a matchmaker by another Sakhi. Though when she meets Krishna, Krishna requests to enjoy intimacy with her. She refuses. And this is what this Sakhi says. I have met you in this secluded place because I'm delivering a message on behalf of my dear Sakhi. Why do you raise a fearful bow of Cupid, your eyebrows, in this way? O Vrindavan Chandra, it is better that I offer my life to you than my body, which does not fulfill its duty to Radha. Vishnu's commentary. The Sakhi messenger says, Krishna, I have come here as a messenger, therefore you should not make advances. Why do you raise a cluster of your eyebrows? They're more fearful than the bow of Cupid. Krishna is thinking, fearing the affliction of Cupid, she may give up her stubbornness. But such fear does not occur in my heart because of the strength of my friendship with my friend, Radha. But I'll do this by force. I'll give up my life. You are the moon of Vrindavan, spotless, supposedly. If you desire to be tarnished with the death of a woman, then go ahead. I will go and fulfill this appointment which you so desire for your Sakhi in a few seconds. But now give me association with your body, which I desire. If you say you have no love for me, then naturally I have no love for you. But then my previous Sakhi will come for enjoyment. Vishnu says, and so he says to Krishna, as long as Radha does not associate with you and my duty is not accomplished, I cannot give my body to you. Then Vishnu gives his comment. The gopi's friendship is based on trust. The Nayaka, the heroine, trusts her messenger Sakhi. If the Sakhi enjoys her Krishna secretly, the trust will be broken, the friendship will be lost. With prema uprooted, how can Rasa be accomplished? Kavya Prakash gives an example of a heroine detecting her Sakhi's illicit connection with her lover, saying, the sandalwood has vanished from your breast. The enjoyment of the messenger is discovered by the angry Nayaka, but still there is friendship and rasa. Let the poets enjoy this, but not us. Now, Vishnu lists 17 sevas of the Sakhis. Rupa Goswami, he lists 16. But Vishnu divided one service into two. Okay, these are the Sakis. These are what the service of Sakis and Mandris engage in each service. Glorifying the love and qualities of a beloved Sri Krishna to Radha and vice versa. That's two. In other words, Mandri on behalf of Sakhi, Lita Vishaka, may meet Krishna and go glorify Radharani, how her love is so great and Krishna should meet her. And second or third, I mean, Rupa Goswami's list, because we're reading Rupa Goswami's book, so he lists 16. But the first one, glorifying the love and qualities of the beloved of Krishna, Radha and Radha Krishna, that's two. Vishnu counts as two. But here it's one. Second is to create attraction and attachment between the divine couple. Arrange meetings of the divine couple. Bring Krishna to a Sakhi and a Sakhi to Krishna. Offer a Sakhi to Krishna. Tell jokes. That's nice. And console Radha or Krishna with soothing words. To dress and decorate the divine couple. To reveal the feelings of one lover to the other. Sometimes Lita makes Radha reveal her feelings of love and attraction of Krishna. And Krishna and vice versa. Ninth service is to hide the faults of the Sakhi Nayaka. So if there's any faults, the Sakhi friend will hide the faults. 10, to cheat the husband and superiors. 11, to inspire and advise Sri Krishna. Or Sri Radha. And to save his intricacies of loving affairs and instruct the Sakhi how to do particular sevas. 12, is to unite or arrange a rendezvous the divine couple at the right time, to unite the lovers at the right time. 13, to fan the divine couple and other sevas. 14, to rebuke, chastise Radha or Krishna. 15, deliver messages between Krishna and the Sakhis. And 16, protect the life of the heroine. Now this is an example of glorifying the Sakhi's love to Krishna from Panyavali. Oh Krishna, how can I describe the greatness of fawn-eyed Radha's love for you? Even though Radha has fallen in the ocean of suffering, Radha does not give up her sweet love for you. Vishaka is speaking to Krishna. Vishnu's commentary, Radha is suffering because of your indifference, Krishna. Radha has passed your test and should be acknowledged by giving yourself to her. Thinking this love to be more valuable than her life, she carries it. Otherwise, she would give up her life. If a person falls in the ocean carrying this great burden without letting go, that person would not live. Glorifying Krishna's love to the Sakhi. O Radha, in Murari's Braj, there are not many lotus-eyed gopis expert in amorous pastimes. You must have performed great austerities to make Damodar love you so much. Damodarastvai param paramanaraga. Radhe traya mahat akari tapo yad yesha. Shyam Bhagavata speak Narada. So now someone's glorifying Radha's qualities to Krishna. It's Krishna, you know that when Lakshmi Devi sees the beauty of Krishna, she becomes disgusted with her own body. And Durga, when she considers Radha's qualities, she becomes ashamed. Oh Krishna, who else other than Radha is suitable for you in this universe? Who else can my most rare friend meet? Radha Krishna replies, if Radha is so suitable for me, she should be my lover. You should strive to arrange for that. Lita responds, Radha is most rare, Parama Durlabha, very difficult to attain. Although Radha is so suitable for you, she cannot be attained. But if you have accrued austerity from past lives, then she can be yours. Then Krishna, there's a conversation. It said that Radha is the wife of Abhimanyu. And Lita says, Radha is my friend and no one else's. She cannot be attained by marriage. How should I attain her? The best thing is the Parakya man. This is glorifying Krishna's qualities to the heroine. O Sakhi, all glories to the moon of Braja's women, the fresh youth, whose bodily luster mocks the pride of all the jewels of Mahendra Mountain, and the sound of his flute eagerly breaks the locks of the sashes of the most chaste girls. Nibi Bandara Gala. Sakhi Stira Kulangana Nikara Nibi Bandara Gala. Oh friend, all glories to the fresh youth whose bodily luster mocks the pride of all the jewels. The sound of his flute eagerly breaks the locks, breaks the knots of their underwear is really what it means. Producing a Sakhi's attraction to Krishna. Oh, beautiful slender Radha, even if it anoints the directions with waves of sweet fragrance, a champak vine lives in vain if the playful bumblebee does not drink its honey and perform pastimes there. Lita Mishakar is speaking to Radha. In other words, you're spreading your aroma in all direction. It's useless birth. If the bee does not drink the nectar of her lips and does not perform pastimes there. Making Krishna attracted to Radha. This is Vishakha speaking to Krishna. O black bumblebee, Krishna, if you decline to enjoy the jasmine flower in Radha, whose fine fragrance produces joy in the universe, what is the purpose of your splendid youthfulness? What is the purpose of your expertise in enjoying pastimes in Vrindavan and forest? This is third seva of the Sakhis, 16 sevas. Avisar, taking Krishna to meet Radha, Radha to meet Krishna. Bringing Krishna to meet a Sakhi. Rupa Manjari is speaking to Radha. O Sakhi, to attract the monsoon season, grasping the dark cloud that expels rain, and deriding the splendor of the moon is coming here. Rupa Manjari is speaking to Radha, who is dressing herself. That cloud derides the glory of the moon by his face, or covers the splendor of the moon. This phrase also means that Krishna's face turns his face in all directions out of fear of other Nayakas will see him. Bringing a Sakhi to Krishna from Gita Govinda. Arranging a meeting. The sun whose heat is similar to your anger, as Kamali said, and deep darkness similar to Krishna's desires is spread everywhere. Just as the Chakravakas cry in misery at night, I repeatedly appeal to you, O charming girl, to delay is fruitless. Now is the time for your delightful meeting. Sudevi speaking to Radha. We'll continue by Radharani's grace, Rupa Goswami's blessings next week, verse 108. Ujjala Nilamani ki jai, jai jai Radhe, jai jai Shyam, jai jai Sri Vrindavan, jai jai Radhe.